We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Man, just down and out right now. Still can't believe it. We started off very slow first half, and we did everything we could. The second half, we just came up short. We got to finish. We're not out of it by far. We 1-1 in the division. The division's still wide open.
What happened to the killer instinct that was with this team?
We still have it. We're just coming up short. You know, we lost a couple, you know, four games within 15, 16 points, and then we lost tonight. So, I mean, that's the difference between this year and last year.
And that's Jason Peters, one of the guys that was chirping last week, along with me. Who else is chirping?
Yeah, you were Kelsey? You were leading the pack.
Yeah, I might have been. That was Tuesday. And then I took a pause midweek and didn't go crazy. And then on Friday, I said, yeah, they're going to win it. It's going to be easy. Going to smoke them. We've seen this show before. Nope. Didn't happen. And frankly, like, even if they would have won by a point, it's still, you know, whatever.
You'd still been upset.
No, they're still 5-4, and I don't care. But, I mean, at some point, you just have to look at a team and say, they are what they are. This team's just, you know, they fight playoffs.
Yeah.
Do I go Jim Moore here? Playoffs?
Playoffs.
Playoffs? Like, really? Let's win a game.
Yeah, just win a game, man. Win a game. And next week doesn't look very promising. But it'll be the Eagles. It'll be just like them to go out there and beat the Saints next week.
Yeah, I'm not going to say I haven't thought the same thing. Yeah. Eagles currently are opened, and it remains they are a 7.5-point underdog in New Orleans. So do they – because this week for New Orleans, that was supposed to be the game that they overlooked, right? Brandon Lang, our handicapper on Friday, said the Saints aren't the team that overlooks teams. They just go out and they just play and win.
Yeah, they certainly seem to be handling business.
They scored 51.
And Drew Brees isn't going to allow a season like this to go to waste. So he knows last year when he was finally able to get back into the playoffs, they lost on a miracle play up there in Minnesota, and they've been focused on getting back to that point again. And you see the way that they're playing. You see the way that they're playing, man. This guy's throwing 22 touchdowns and one interception. He's completing like 80% of his passes.
He's incredible.
He's a man on a mission this year.
40 years old, 5'11", yeah. 6'.
And he doesn't know if he's going to have this opportunity again. Like, he doesn't know. So he's looking at it like, hey, man, this may be my last shot at winning another one.
Well, I mean, when you look at what the Eagles did last year and you look at the Saints right now, the Saints look like the Eagles last year.
Yes.
They do. They have that look to them. The Rams do too, but I say the Saints do more.
Oh, I trust the Saints over the Rams.
The Saints have a better home field advantage.
Yes.
And that's what it's going to come down to for me. I think the Saints can win in Los Angeles, but if they're in New Orleans, well, it's a rematch too.
And the Rams lost Cooper Kupp yesterday.
ACL.
Man.
Yep. Just tuning in, Ron Darby. Done for the season with an ACL. He went down last night. I never thought for a second he tore his ACL.
It reminded me like the Jay Ajayi injury. Remember
I thought he was going to come back.
Yeah, I didn't know Jay Ajayi tore his ACL. I'm like, when did he tear his ACL?
What is going on?
There's a lot of injuries. Listen, it's the Eagles changed their medical staff. As I'm not down there. I'm not getting treatment. So I can't speak intelligently about the training staff and the methods that they're using. I will say this. There are a lot of injuries this year. And not that injuries aren't common, but they can't get guys back on the field in a timely fashion. That whole Darren Sproles thing, man. I'm talking about a tweaked hamstring. He's been gone for 3 months. He comes back for one practice and re-injures himself?
And he's out. No, I know. Listen, everything is on the table right now. Everything. It's been a weird year, but everything's on the table right now for what's wrong. But, you know, there may be an answer out there to the Eagles' woes. Mm-hmm. And it lies with the Mailata Mafia. Jordan Mailata, could he have helped on the 4th-and-1? Dale in Germantown. Hi, Dale.
Yes, sir.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Dale?
I hate to point it out again, but here we are, crystal clear. 4th-and-1. Could he have done it for us? Hell yeah. I mean, that's a simple fix that we can take care of right now. What's going on? That's my comment.
Well, I don't even know, was he active last night?
No.
He wasn't even active last night, Dale.
But I thought we, after Tuesday's conversation, you guys talked to Peterson or sent somebody down there that we he was going to give it a go?
Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We sent Urim down there.
Well,
that's
we know
right.
Urim will be back this week.
Oh, my lotto was active last
night.
Oh,
he was active. All right.
Okay. There you go. One step at a time, he was active. Dale.
What are we talking about?
There you go. One step at a time.
Okay. That's something we could take care of. I mean, we keep constantly giving up the long yardage. The only defense we have is in the red zone. And so let's take care of things one step at a time that we can. Simple as that.
Listen, I'm actually on board now, Dale, because everything else they've tried hasn't worked. So what the hell? You know, put them out there right now.
I let y'all call me Dale last week. It's Daryl.
Daryl?
Oh, Daryl.
Well, you got to talk to our knucklehead producer.
Yeah, it's our producer who put that up there. Come on.
That's twice. He's 0 for 2. All right, Dale. All right, listen, man. Thank you.
It's Daryl.
Daryl. And my other brother, Daryl?
Yeah. Little Daryl.
Daryl? What show was that? You know the show I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's Ricky Smiley.
Huh? No. Newhart.
Oh.
Daryl is my other brother, Daryl. You watch that?
I thought you were talking about the character Ricky Smiley used to
Daryl?
Play. Lil Daryl.
Lil Daryl.
My name is Lil Daryl. Yeah, YouTube that.
Yeah, I should.
You'll get a kick out of that.
I like it. I don't know if I'm getting a kick out of anything today.
Well, you need something to make you smile, man.
Well, the Mailata Mafia call helped. The first one at 3:44. Listen, at this point, I don't know what to say.
Has he been active at any point this year?
This is it.
Yesterday was his first game?
I think so.
Okay, he may have been active in the Jacksonville game because Lane was out.
When
Lane was out, yeah.
You got to worry about JP going down again at any point.
Yeah.
Right?
JP got beat bad for sack by Randy Gregory.
Yeah, he didn't look like he had much of a chance on that one.
Mm.
Yeah, when he looks bad these days, he looks bad. He does. Let's go to...
Get that down. We're on remote now. NovaCare right around the corner.
Yeah, we've seen him here a couple times, actually. Yeah. Come over here and flatten me.
Yeah. There are some guys I'm in there with you with for the fight, and then there are guys like Jason Peters that I'm not.
Let's go to Charlie in Pittsburgh. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, guys. What's up? You're keeping a pretty even keel for today being such a bad day for us all.
I'm trying.
Well, I've already blew my top once today, Charlie, so...
Well, Ike, I'm with you, man. It's tough love. The booing at halftime, what do you expect?
Right?
What do you expect from us? If they weren't booing, that would be a problem.
Yeah, if they weren't booing, I'd think something was wrong. I'm telling you, I anticipated that when they were headed to the locker room, I'm like, oh, yeah, here it comes. Yeah, I wasn't surprised.
Yeah, Peter King and Al Michaels are the only dummies in America that were surprised that we booed. Just not giving up points before the half. Just not having them drive down and they're getting the ball in the second half. It's not just that circumstance. The team's 4-4. It's national television. It's Sunday night. The Eagles need this game. They're down 13-3 at halftime. What does Peter King think we're going to do?
If you're going to be an informed sports writer, if you're going to speak on a fan base, why don't you know something about the fan base? You know? That's to be expected.
Yeah.
It is.
Hey, guys. What's up with Jim Schwartz not taking the questions? The fans just want answers. Tell us why you did it. Why doesn't he do the post game interviews? I mean, Carson stood up there, he took it.
I don't think they do.
He took it.
I don't think any coordinators speak after the game, Mike? I just don't think they do. The offensive defensive coordinators.
You mean for the Eagles?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean, but in the NFL, I don't remember. I mean, do coordinators normally speak after games? They speak when they have to.
Right.
Doug doesn't want the defensive coordinator speaking. That's for the head coach.
Yeah. Yeah. So you give the coordinators Tuesday to speak.
Right.
Or is it Wednesday? I think it's Tuesday they speak.
It's one of the days.
I think it's Tuesday they speak. And so as far as a coach goes, you want, like you just said, John, you want one message coming out of the locker room. And the head coach will handle that message.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need Jim Schwartz to speak immediately following the game. I know some people want to hear him immediately following the game. But you can get the same questions answered Tuesday.
I really didn't want to hear him last night, to be totally honest. He's not going to say anything.
Right.
He actually, I mean, I guess to his credit, he said a couple times this year, his bottom line, we're not executing, right? He's not coming out and telling you everything's great, but he's also not giving you anything. He's not ripping players. You can ask him about a certain formation, why are you playing this way? He's not really giving you tidbits. I want to hear what he has to say, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, I don't think the head coach wants him doing that anyway.
No.
When it comes to that, yeah. You know, if you want to explain certain plays or defensive plays you call and why you did it, that's fine. But I think the head coach doesn't want his coordinators coming out blasting his players. That's the head coach's job.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. 888-729-9494. And by the end of the game, when he's got two Sullivans playing and Rasul Douglas.
Two Sullivans.
Rasul Douglas, who couldn't get a snap before he was forced to play because of injuries. Ron Darby then is then out, what we find out later is an ACL.
Yeah, I think Sewell, was Sewell a little rusty last night?
Is that what it was?
I don't know.
I was going to use a different word for it.
Rasul, was he a little rusty last night?
It ended with an E, but it started with a different letter, an S. 888-729-9494. Yeah, rusty wasn't the first thing that came to my mind to term his play last night. We'll come back, sounds of the day. We'll play you Al Michaels again. We'll tell you what Peter King said again. God forbid Eagles fans react to a terrible first half by a team that won a Super Bowl. When exactly is this moratorium on not booing supposed to end, Ike? Do you give it a full year? Do you give it 2 years? Do you give it 5 years? I want to know. No, I want to know from Peter King. How long are we supposed to give before we're allowed to boo again, Pete?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.